Good morning. You are the source of my strength. You are the strength of my life. Lord, had it not been for you on my side, giving all praise and all honor to God, to my friend, to my pastor. Thank you. We've been on a journey. It's not over yet. But God.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
It's all right to worship him right now. God asked me a question. What makes you think you can be in my presence without losing yourself? What makes you think you have enough to offer when you have nothing to give? Y'all gonna pray with me, right? Scripture reading. I'm gonna tell y'all, Thursday night hit me like a ton of bricks. Because I had contemplated this scripture, Psalms 34, 1 through 3. And I asked God, I said, what do I say about this? If you read it with me, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. You may be seated. When Terry started first playing the song, I really did think of I'll Take You There. I never knew that these words were going to come out of what she was playing. But God has showed me he does things his wonders too. Can we talk about this subject, staying in the presence of the Lord? How often do we get into the presence of the Lord? For some of us, it's a Sunday morning thing. We got a busy week. We got work to worry about. We got children to worry about. We got spouses to worry about. We got friends to worry about. We don't think much about the Lord until we need him. Until we decide that we can't do without him. But if you can't do without something, don't you always need it? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But yet we compartmentalize God. Yes, sir. And we think that we can call upon him when we feel like it. We fail to stay in the presence. Sometimes we'll go to Sunday school, we'll go to Wednesday night prayer study and prayer meeting and all these things, but we still take God for granted. God is not pleased. I have realized that the crushing of a man is necessary. Because really, I thought I could do a lot of things. I thought I had it going on. I just knew that, you know, I could figure it out. I was blessed with enough talent to do it. I was given a gift that I didn't understand. You ever been I? I missed it. I thought that coming to 4809 Ravenna Street was getting in the presence of the Lord. I thought that every church I went to, I was going to get into the presence of the Lord. I missed it. I didn't realize that God's presence never leaves. I just never sought for the manifest presence in me. I felt that I could get in when I wanted to and get out when I wanted to. Was it just me? I felt like God needed me. I felt like God, if he did not use me, he would lose something. Instead of seeing God high and lifted up, I saw me. I could figure it out. I got this. You know, I got, you ever said, I got this? I got this. I can handle this. One day. And it didn't come. You know how some things gradually come and just take you down. You ever seen a wrecking ball hit a building? You ever seen anything just blown up and torn down? Life happens. When you get so high that God can't use you, His mercy will bring you down. His mercy will level the playing field and allow you to recognize that it has always been by the power of God that you're able to do anything. Because, you know, we are some fickle people. We mess up a good thing real quick. How do we translate getting into the presence of God with our abilities? How, since they are so far apart, how can we connect them? We have been in a society of self-preservation for a long time. It ain't just started getting this way. It's just elevated to the point where we say it out loud. You know, this is the me generation personified. If you don't have me in your interests, you can't be in my circle. If you're not thinking about things that will benefit me, I don't want to be around you. There are some things that we need that we don't want, and some things that we want that we don't need. I made up some things in my life because I was hurting. You ever done that? I put myself in places in my life because I didn't know any better. Well, let me change that. Yes, I did. I knew better. I just didn't want to do better. At a young age, March 19th, 1970, I was baptized. I remember the day very clearly. Because when the Lord came into my life, it wasn't because I did something. It was because He did. I was taught from a baby on up that, you know, you're supposed to go to church, but I didn't learn that you're supposed to learn something while you're going to church. This was a place of performance for me. This was a place where I could shine. This was a place where I could do things that I said that God gave me the gift to do, but God did not use me the way I wanted Him to. Because I kept putting me above Him. Can I help me? Not unless I listen to Him. Can I help you? Not unless you listen to Him. God said very plainly, I'm looking for some people. John 4 and 23. I'm looking for some people. And these people are very distinct people. They is not your every run-of-the-mill person. But yet the time is coming. And has now come when the true worshipers. See, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeking. Can I ask you a question? Is God seeking you? Have you shown evidence that God is literally seeking after you? Do you have to be here to worship? Do you have a way of getting into the presence of the Lord? Do you have a vehicle that gets you there no matter what you're going through? Can you get in God's presence when you're being beat down and trampled on? Can you have joy when there's no happiness around? If you can, then you got to get rid of I. After all that we've been through, why are we still so hard-headed, stiff-necked, stubborn, inconsiderate of the Word of God? It tells you right here what God is looking for. Because God is a what? Spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So in other words, I got to get out of myself. I got to die to myself. I got to bury those things that need to be buried. Get in line. Get focused on Jesus and worship. You know what the devil's job is? Distractions. One of his biggest tools is distractions. You know, he'll set fires to get your attention. I know we've seen the movies where the horses had the... And not only that, they didn't just have that, they had a bit in their mouth. So you couldn't turn and you couldn't talk. What happens with us? We and we put our mouths on other people. We talk about what they can't do and we ain't able to do it either. We talk about how bad they are. Y'all remember this? Yeah, I mean, for those of you who are young enough or old enough, you remember this? You remember this? How many fingers is pointing back at me? Why is it when we point with one, three is pointing back? Why is it that, I mean, God, August, he knew we were going to do this, but we would never look at this. Because I can see the twig in your eye, but I can't see the beam in mine. My blindness is selective. Just like my worship. I can worship you when you don't mind if I do. I can worship you when Terry sings. I can worship you when Debbie, boy, whoo, Jesus, help me. I can worship you when Debbie sings. But let somebody and don't get me wrong, I know how broken people can be, but let somebody who's shattered, destroyed, well out of hallelujah. Well, they making too much noise. I can't get with that. They think they too good. They doing that too pretty. I found out through my struggle that there is nothing as precious than Jesus to me. Songwriter said, let the whole earth and its treasures be gone. He said, I'm happy, but I have joy in my sorrow. I have joy. Even though it, I wish I could tell y'all what I've been through, but it ain't none of your business. If you don't see a change, that's your fault. I've had my share. Life's ups and downs. The truth is, God's been so good to me. So good. The stuff that we think about instead of praising God is a distraction. We have been saturated in mess that we don't know what good stuff really is. We drown in stuff that don't make sense, that don't get us anywhere. I will cover myself with things that I thought I needed. I would build walls around me to protect me. I would make sure that every brick was laid precisely because I did not want anyone to tear it down. Because I made this for me. And I could not get into the presence of the Lord. Because the same walls I built to protect me from you was keeping me from Him. Until one day. You know what? The plan of God is the plan of God. The plan of Kenny could not withstand the plan of God. Thank you, Lord. Your plan can't withstand the plan of God. it behooves us to surrender all to Jesus. I love the hymns. I guess the choir might have a joke, but Mount Carmel sang some hymns. Boy, we some hymn singing folk. And I thank God that I was brought up in a place where I needed that kind of ammunition to get me through. I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender. It didn't work when I was just saying it. But when I needed to get closer to him. When you need to get closer to him. When you need to get closer to him. When you need him so much that nothing else matters. Surrender. Submit your will unto God's will. Stop thinking you know what you're doing. You ain't that smart. Me? Tell me, say, me, you ain't that smart. I dare you. You can't handle this. Why do we think we can fight the devil our way? Jesus said, I am the way. But I think I can fight the devil my way. You knock me down, oh, I'm gonna get back up. Instead of staying down there and figuring out what God is trying to show me. I remember time and time again that, you know, I would get knocked down and then I would use my ability to get up. You ever got knocked down and just use your own ability to get up? Something ever went wrong in your life and then use your ability to fix it? Something ever troubled you and you use your ability to calm your mind? Your ability is a dangerous thing. It's really a distraction. The devil trying to tell you, you don't need God. Within yourself you can do this. You don't need to trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto your own understanding. You understand what's going on. Yes, sir. The devil knows scripture. Yes, sir. Guess what? Better than you do. Yes, he was there when the Bible was written. Yes. He's even mentioned by name. And we think we can outsmart him. That's why the scripture tells us don't lean to your own understanding. Acknowledge him when you acknowledge him when you think you need him. That's what we do. But the word says all. The power of God says all. You know, I asked the Lord once, show me me. I wish he would have said no then. Because there was some stuff that I did not want to know about myself. Can I help you? You really don't want to know you. There's some people that don't like you. And one of those people is me, myself, and I. Or was that me, myself, and I? That's three people. Tell the truth. You don't like you sometimes. Aren't you always trying to better yourself? Aren't you always trying to improve on you? Well, let me tell you what happens. When you get into the presence of the Lord, things start to fall off. My crushing was my healing. Do you understand? In the midst of my crushing, God was healing me. In the midst of what I was going through that I thought was bad was good. In the midst of all your troubles, God is trying to do a work in you, and he's going to continue that work until it is done. So when you don't look like what you've been through, when it don't look like you ever walked through the fire. Some of the problem is when I walk through the fire, I don't smell like smoke. God consumes you when you allow him to. God will never pressure you to let him in. He will pressure you to open up. He will come in when you're willing. I was not willing for a long time. I could walk church all day long. I could do things that church folks did all the time. You know why? I was a church folk. I learned church. To be honest with you, that was easy. Living is what was hard. Doing the will of God on my own is what is hard. Trying to make myself what I was not, what he did not call me to be, was hard, is hard. There's still some things that need to come off of me. There's some stuff that need to come off of you so that you can get into the presence of the Lord. You can't carry all your garbage into the throne room. What God is calling us to is to worship. To get into his presence. God is calling everyone, whosoever will, get into his presence. Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. Can you feel it in the atmosphere? Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. You know what? The Spirit of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Spirit of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. And when you need it, the power of the Lord is here. Power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is right here. Power of the Lord is here. Now listen. Everybody, blow the trumpet. Sound the alarm. Because the Lord is in his temple. Bow. Let all the people praise him right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. He's here. He's here. Don't miss him. Don't look at me. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. The wicked forsake their ways. Y'all, we was the wicked. Forsake your ways. And the unrighteous man, those things that we place as our God, and return to the presence of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.